This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The Trump administration wants to ease certain regulations for truck drivers. It's the latest move to roll back restrictions on this $800 billion a year industry. The regulations under review govern how long drivers can be on the clock and when they should take rest breaks. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Right now, long-haul drivers can work a 14-hour day with 11 total hours on the road, and they must have 10 hours off duty before each new shift. There have always been rules, but since the switch to electronic hours tracking in 2017, industry has been pushing back against what they say are rigid and impractical requirements. With traffic, weather, and unpredictable loading times, drivers need to improvise on the road, says Karen Marshall, a truck driver from Frametown, West Virginia.
It's almost like we have to have a master's degree in mathematics sometimes.
Under the proposed changes, drivers could split their 10-hour rest break into two shorter periods and have a longer day, up to 17 hours, if they take a break. Marshall says that would give her more flexibility.
We as drivers can sit there and go, okay, traffic is horrendous right now, so I can stop, take a nap, and wait for traffic to clear.
Federal officials say it would make deliveries more efficient and save the industry about $275 million a year, savings that could be passed on to consumers. The Association of the country's largest freight companies and a trade group for independent drivers both support the changes, but the policies have plenty of critics, like driver Bob Stanton from Chicago, who worries the rules could be abused to push drivers to extend their shifts, and that could be dangerous.
So I could still be driving 17 hours after I started my workday.
Research shows a person who has gone even 17 hours without sleep could have their reaction time slowed, equivalent to having a blood alcohol level of 0.05. Any loosening of the rules is a step in the wrong direction, says Kathy Chase with Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety.
We know that driver fatigue is a proven cause of many truck crashes. Truck drivers are being pushed beyond their physical and mental limits.
The public now has a little more than a month to weigh in on the proposed rules, as the industry also faces driver shortages and driverless technology not too far down the road. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.